say is I need to get the speaker.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I think we are. I'm just going to just. I'll show you the sentence and read the whole order. Let me just point it where the relevant sentence is.
Right? That's it. I mean, I get it. That's what you said.
I think we are ready to proceed, Your Honor.
Okay. All right. Are the parties ready?
Yes.
Okay. And I think during the luncheon, we're still on the record with the same appearances. You don't need additional appearances. So I would just launch in and say that during lunch break.
We're not interrupting that, are we?
We don't have to.
We've had a conference among the council, and I think
I apologize.
If you need another minute, I'll give you another minute. Go ahead, you finish your conversation.
Yeah, I'll start over and withdraw what I said and start from scratch.
Go ahead.
Well, okay, they'll do what they have to do, but that's okay.
Captain,
you yes, Your Honor, I apologize.
Okay. And Ms. Bernstein,
yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so let the record reflect that the individuals here at the front tables are the same individuals that were here prior to the morning's session, and we're ready to proceed. And Counsel, you said you wanted to make a statement here.
Yes, I think. Having had a chance to speak to Joshua's counsel during the break and confer with counsel for the defendant and their insurance company, the lawyers, and with the PR and his counsel, none of us believe the settlement agreement has any impact on any individual rights of Joshua. It does not release any individual claims, but for clarity, we've agreed to put in both orders that notwithstanding anything in the settlement agreement, it will have no impact on any individual claims that Joshua Bernstein might have. And I believe that with that language, then the objection is maybe withdrawn or maybe resolved. And the language in the order says, notwithstanding anything to the contrary in the settlement agreement, the release will have no effect on the claims, if any, of Joshua Bernstein individually.
So is that your understanding, counsel?
Yes, Your Honor, that is our understanding. The objection is individually by Mr. Joshua Bernstein. To the extent that we, and reserving the rights that we have not seen the settlement agreement nor seen the trust agreements that are, or provide us our individual beneficial interests, we believe this resolves the objection.
So is it, am I hearing from you that you are withdrawing that objection?
The objection is withdrawn, yes.
Okay. Conditioned on the language in the order.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Oh, can I object, Your Honor?
Pardon me, sir.
Okay, I'd like to take a moment to discuss the settlement. The settlement is, my son is being withdrawn from the settlement because his consent was improperly given by the guardian who's never had legal authority over him since he was an adult, and there was no adult competency hearings or anything.
This is where we get into the problem. He lacks standing to represent his children.
I'm not representing my children. I'm representing...
Hold on a second. You are giving me some reasons that are best served coming through your son's attorney.
But he can't represent Josh in the estate. And I'm not representing Josh in the estate. I'm representing my interests as a beneficiary in the estate, claiming that this settlement that's using the estate was entered into fraudulently. Even more so, Your Honor, more disturbing is the claims that are being brought to be settled in Simon's estate occurred in Shirley's estate and trust. The fraudulent documents weren't in this estate. So you're actually hearing a settlement of claims that occurred in my mother's estate case and in my mother's trust case. And it's improper that you're hearing them in this hearing because they have nothing to do with Simon Bernstein's estate. The frauds didn't occur here. They're trying to settle up the frauds. Now, what's even more interesting is that the fraud was committed by Tesher and Spallina, who were contracted and retained by my brother Ted Bernstein, who I'd be calling as a witness if this was all properly scheduled as an evidentiary hearing, but it hasn't been. So what's happening here is Ted Bernstein is settling with his attorneys, and he's settling when his attorneys committed fraud that they inserted Ted Bernstein's children into a trust after my father's death and my mother's death. Fraudulently. That's already been before the court. He's admitted it before the court, but it's in Shirley Bernstein's estate and trust, not Simon's.
Hold it right there. It appears that that should be coming through Ted Bernstein's attorney. I don't have Ted Bernstein's attorney directly, and that's what you're saying. You're saying you're trying to give me information that you're saying is for your purposes, but you're utilizing what you're perceiving as inappropriate activity regarding Ted Bernstein. Is that fair to say, counsel?
And his counsel.
In fairness, I think two points. The answer to your question is no, that's not what he's saying, and there's two reasons. Number one, what he's talking about with changes to the will and who should be beneficiaries, that's what we tried before Judge Phillips in December of 2015. It's been a final judgment affirmed on appeal by PCA. The settlement here, there are two parties with claims against the lawyers. Mr. O'Connell, as the personal representative of an estate, has a claim, good, bad, or otherwise, against the lawyers. And Ted Bernstein, as personal representative of his mother's estate and as trustee of his mother's trust, has a claim against the same lawyers. We have one settlement agreement, which is being approved in both cases. As we noticed the hearings prior time, and the judge set it for this evidentiary hearing. So the only objection was filed by Joshua, and we resolved Joshua's objection on the record. So we need to move forward with the hearing. This is the other one that the judge has the judge Shear listed.
You say the hearing, moving forward on
the hearing to approve the settlement with Tesher and Spallina.
Okay.
And it's a tri-party settlement between Simon's estate, the estate and trust of his wife, Shirley, and the law firm and the lawyers. Elliot Bernstein has no standing in the Shirley Bernstein side of it. So there's been an order entered by Judge Phillips after the first trial that he lacks standing individually.
And I called it. That was a missing link in my mind. So that was already established.
That he lacks standing in the Shirley Bernstein side, the estate and the trust, and he lacks standing to represent his children's interest in that, which is what resulted in the guardian.
You understand he was saying that he wasn't directly going to his child's issues, but was going via his own
interest here.
As a beneficiary, I guess.
Yeah. His,
So that's where I was...
Yeah, and the settlement, just so you know, the settlement agreement has no impact on Elliot Bernstein's individual claims. I think he's already brought them and lost them, but that's not my job, or I don't have any position on it. But obviously, the settlement agreement could have no impact on Elliot individually.
Okay.
So I don't think there's anyone here who's objecting with standing, and the settlement can be approved without much ado, so long as it has the language in it that it has no impact on, the release has no impact on Joshua, and...
Which is what Joshua, attorney, is requesting, correct?
Correct, Your Honor.
Okay.
And on its face, it has no impact on Elliot. And I put on the record currently, and the law firm's counsel put on the record so that it's confirmed with the court reporter that the settlement hearing has no impact on any individual claims of Elliot Bernstein.
Counsel?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. Ken Pollack, and Donald Pollack, on behalf of the Tetris, for the I agree with what Mr. Rose said, and I also just want to advise the court, or point out to the court, that Elliot Bernstein is not a party to that settlement agreement. The one who is making an objection is Joshua Bernstein, and as Mr. Rose indicated, I believe that issue has been resolved.
There's no written objection received by the court from Mr. Elliot.
Elliot Bernstein has not filed an objection to the settlement agreement, despite the fact that it was filed years ago, and he, again, is not even a party to it.
Okay. Hi, Mr. Elliot Bernstein, you've heard what I've heard, okay? So it makes reasonable legal sense to this court, okay? And I understand that you may object to it, but your objection would have to take and go beyond what I'm doing here today, okay? I'm making my decision based upon what I believe is the situation.
Well, can I?
And Joshua's attorney has agreed to this, given the provision that those comments should be made. Okay?
Can I ask a question?
So the objection is withdrawn. The settlement is as presented to this court now. You're going to reduce that to writing here now?
I have.
Give it to counsel. Make sure counsel sees it.
They said settlement trust is not. They said they settled Shirley's trust. Josh has the right to object, correct? Yes, and you're waiving that, are you saying? Don't want to get that clear. They just said this settlement is about Shirley's trust. Josh is claimed to be a beneficiary, even though technically he's not, and we'll get to that.
Are we on the record or not? I suggest we're not on the record, but Mr. Elliot Bernstein is talking to Joshua's Bernstein's attorney, and I have given them the ability to do that.
That may be able to take too much time. I might be able to clarify his concern if I put something on the record, though.
Josh has standing there. To object.
They stop talking, the answer would be yes, you can do that.
The order we're asking you to sign only relates to the settlement agreement with Tesher and Spleena, and nothing beyond that.
Your Honor, that settlement agreement involves Shirley's trust case. This court's not able to hear a trust case because that's a civil matter and should be brought before the civil court. This is a probate court, I believe. And therefore, they're settling a trust case using you in an estate case for Shirley's trust. You just heard them say that. Josh is a beneficiary, according to them, of Shirley's trust. Technically, he's... If you read the documents, he's not. We'll get to that one day, like we did, that I'm not a beneficiary
referring
here.
Referring to Shirley being Shirley Bernstein.
Right.
But
legally,
is there an outstanding civil case that you're settling here in appropriate today, counsel?
No, sir. If there was to be a civil lawsuit, it would have been filed separately. But there was a settlement agreement reached pre-suit at a mediation with Judge Alvarez, very extensive. We won't get into the details of it, but it was attended by all parties at some point in time, and all we're talking about settling. Well, all we're settling is that individual claim, and nothing else today.
Very clear.
A lot of other things have already been pre-decided that we're not here to revisit.
And that's, it's going to be clear here in the order that you're giving me now.
And the order only addresses that one issue, and I've made it clear on the record.
Okay.
Your Honor, there is a civil case, not a civil, it's a probate case of a trust of my mother's that he's settling. In that case, technically, they don't have, the probate court doesn't have jurisdiction to hear it. I don't know how he filed it. That's under the law.
I will take a look at the document there.
Okay.
There are two cases pending before Judge Scheer. One is called, it's a trust construction lawsuit that's in probate court, and one is the Simon Bernstein estate, and that's where the settlement agreements were. And that's where the both motions to enforce were filed. And it's one settlement agreement that needs to be approved. So
we should be having two separate hearings, one in the Shirley Trust, but they're trying to con you to make this settlement in a probate court for a trust case that should be filed under civil rules of procedure. But since we're not following any of the rules of civil procedure today, like evidentiary hearings, I don't know what you want to do, but I just wanted to lay before the court the facts. And also, Your Honor, he just said there was a mediation where all parties attended. If you read the objection, Josh Bernstein was attended for by Diana Lewis, who didn't have legal jurisdiction.
Is that a separate matter?
We've carved out Joshua from the settlement agreement. There's one settlement agreement that covers three parties in two lawsuits, in the state and the trust.
Let me see it. The counsel's finished.
Let's see the order.
And Your Honor, can I just get for the record, how long have you been reviewing this case? How long did you know you were going to sit in here?
It's inappropriate.
I just want to know how much your background.
I'm not here to answer those.
Oh, okay, because I don't know if you have. You're hearing a lot of background from him that's not true. And had you had enough time to look at the pleadings, et cetera, you would know that, and you're cutting me off from exposing that he's telling you multiple lies. And in fact, one of the lies here today that you're seeing in the objection filed by Josh's counsel is that they kidnapped my son's rights. They went and entered into all these settlements saying he was a minor when he was an adult. They were given a cease and desist by my son that said, stop doing anything on my behalf. And they have failed to do that. In fact, Diana Lewis came in here today and said she represented him. She knows he's over 18. She was on the stand and admitted it. They all know it, but you're being used as part of a fraud upon the court. And I am stating that on the record because I am going to be turning the record over to the FBI and the Palm Beach County Sheriff, who both have open and ongoing investigations. And this is just further nonsense. So yes, there were a lot of orders entered against me and my kids got guardianships, but the order against me that I'm not a beneficiary of my mother's estate or trust, well, all you need to do is read the documents. I'm named as a beneficiary. Judge Phillips made orders based on a bunch of lies they told the court. In fact, in this court, in my dad's estate, for 2 years I was precluded from talking because supposedly I wasn't a beneficiary, Josh was. That's what they told the court, that Josh was the beneficiary of my father's estate. He's not. The will says me. And they lied, and that's been overturned by Judge Scheer. And that's why I think it's only fair she should be hearing this, because she has a broad understanding, and there's so much fraud. And you're just being used kind of as a stooge to listen to him and go along with whatever and issue orders. The order you just issued is virtually crazy. It is. And that's why I asked how long you've had to review a 5-year case before jumping in and making orders in a day, because I certainly don't want to be pursuing you, which, it's
Sir, I'd like to move the court to hold Mr. Bernstein into direct contempt for the discontent and disrespect that he's paying to the court right now. He's done it numerous times.
I've been around a long time, over a quarter of a century on this bench. Okay, I think if I feel offended enough, I can, and it won't be the first time if I do it, to hold somebody in contempt in my court for the behavior that they present. I appreciate the thought and the concern, but at this point, I simply say that I'll take care of myself regarding that, and the request for me to hold him in contempt is denied at this point.
I'd like to move to have...
Not to say that I can't...
I understand. I'd like to move to have the court hold them in contempt for coming into the court and misrepresenting that Joshua Bernstein was represented by Deanna Lus, which she knows she is not legally in charge of Joshua Bernstein as an adult. And I believe that should be sanctioned. She has been advised. She has been asked to cease and desist. And so that...
I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, at this point. Okay. I do, and you have an objection in Shirley Strauss.
I understand. I have an objection, but if they're saying you can pursue it individually and we're letting you pursue it individually, where's your objection? Why would you object?
We're not accepting that. If we don't accept it, then they can't move forward with it. They'd have to redo the hearings, redo the mediations, etc. And so let's make that argument.
Can you talk just a little bit more softly?
Oh, okay. Sorry, no problem. Well, Your Honor, I'm a necessary party to the settlement, and I didn't give my consent. And they just told you they had consent of all the necessary parties, which again is more fraud on the court. And I wasn't part of the mediation settlement. I was excluded because at that time they had told the court I wasn't a beneficiary of standing, so they excluded me from all these mediations, hearings, etc. Until Judge Shearer clarified when they tried to tell her I wasn't a beneficiary of standing, she clarified, oh yeah, he is. And Mr. Rose tried, and Mr. O'Connell, all of their claims about whatever. Put it on the record and take judicial notice that they entered a settlement using Josh inappropriately. Let them take judicial notice.
don't see, am I missing it? The withdrawal of the objection to motion for approval of the settlement.
I'm sorry?
I'm not seeing the withdrawal of the objection.
Oh, I didn't write that in the order. I just put in the, I put in the carve-out language. I could add a sentence that the...
I think the intent that he can pursue the claims individually is that the objection is moot, as he would be able to pursue the law firm individually on any claims.
I'd love to see that.
Okay. I'll add it to both orders.
Okay.
I'll just put the objection is withdrawn is moot in light of the carve-out.
In light of that language being placed in there.
In light of the carve-out, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Next man.
Okay, Your Honor, I'm going to, since my constitutionally protected due process rights are ignored, I ask for your disqualification again. I don't believe this is an evidentiary hearing under Florida statutes. Are you denying it for the same grounds as legally insufficient?
Yes, sir.
Have a good day. We're reporting you with the rest of them. Enjoy the fraud. Okay. All right, let's roll, baby. Time to call the feds. Well, oh shit. Go get it. You go get it.